presidential election. George Simeon opposes providing military support for neighbouring Ukraine. President Trump has caused further trade uncertainty, announcing a 100% tariff on US imports of foreign-made films. The United States already has a large trade surplus in the movie industry.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7 and one there.
And now the business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says government is determined to ensure that smallholder livestock investment becomes the main driver of the country's economic diversification program. Mr. Kapala says in addition to the 11.5 million kwacha allocated in the 2025 national budget for livestock stocking and restocking, government is investing more resources to grow the livestock sector. Speaking when he handed over 42 beef cattle to cooperatives in Chifunavuli district in Wapula province under the Enhanced Smallholder Livestock Investment Program, ESLIP, Mr. Kapala says the investments will go a long way in achieving the presidential target of 7.4 million cattle by 2027.
We are looking at government of Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, President of the Republic of Zambia, endeavors to promote initiatives and programs which intend to better the livelihoods of the rural Zambians by enhancing livestock production. We, as the new Don government, in line with the 8th National Development Plan, are fully determined to ensure that smallholder livestock investment becomes Zambia's main driver of the economic diversification program and the gateway to economic empowerment for our rural majority.
And ESLIP Livestock Production and Productivity Unit Coordinator Ellison Musimuko says the project is targeting to empower 12,500 households within the extended 2 years period. Mr. Musimuko says the focus will be on livestock pass-on, insurance, provision of grants across the value chains, gender and nutrition.
We are looking at those people that benefited and those that will benefit to encourage them to do the pass-on. Because we are encouraging livestock farmers to insure their animals, one of the key features of this extension, that matching grants will actually take care of the seed. And then also we are not giving away issues of gender, issues of nutrition.
In foreign exchange news, one United States dollar is selling at 28 kwacha 6 ingwe, 1 euro is selling at 31 kwacha 8 ingwe, 1 British pound is selling at 37 kwacha 30 ingwe, and 1 South African rand is selling at 1 kwacha 52 ingwe. That is the business news.
The business news on Phoenix FM.
To end the main news, another look at the headlines. Zambia boosts regional efforts to combat tax evasion as Africa loses $587 billion to illicit financial flows. Zambia police confirm recapture of 5 escapees from Nakonde police station. And in global news, Kenya government condemns shameful shoe hurling at president. That ends the 13 Hours Bulletin. For these and other stories, like our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, or visit our website at phoenixfm.co.za. Them. Keep listening to Sweetheart Radio on Phoenix.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM was brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket.
Your story matters. Absa.
Update is brought to you with the compliments of Fibercom. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
It is mostly cloudy in the capital city, Lusaka, currently 20 degrees Celsius, expected highs of 21 degrees Celsius and expected lows of 12 degrees Celsius. Chingola is cloudy, 21 degrees Celsius, expected highs of 22 degrees Celsius and expected lows of 12 degrees Celsius. Kawe is mostly cloudy, currently 22 degrees Celsius. Temperatures are the highest for the day in Kawe with expected lows of 12 degrees Celsius. Down south of Mwanza, where you can catch us on 106.7 FM, it is mostly cloudy, 22 degrees Celsius is the current temperature there. Expected highs of 24 degrees Celsius and expected lows of 12 degrees Celsius. In case you're flying out to South Africa, Johannesburg is sunny, 21 degrees Celsius. Currently, highest for the day with expected lows of 6 degrees Celsius. 1317, that's your weather update.
The weather update was brought to you with the compliments of Fibercom. Fibercom, your absolute connection. Shows to be streamed, high scores to be beaten, and business meetings to be held. And Fibercom is the pulse of Zambian and African connectivity that makes it happen. Whether it's the perfect movie night and gaming with Fiber to Home, seamless connection at the office with Fiber to Business, wireless internet at unbeatable prices, corporate VPN that makes any place your office, or keeping your subscribers connected with a wholesale lease line. We've got the best packages to meet your needs with lightning fast internet and data transfer speeds. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection. Traffic Watch is brought to you by Izway Zambia.
All right, let's look at lunchtime traffic in Lusaka this afternoon. Chimanga Road seems to be building up with traffic there, so you might want to practice a little bit of patience if you're headed towards Government Road. Traffic does seem to be in the thick of it in that area, but once you do get past this particular part, traffic is flowing very nicely. On to Independence Avenue. Independence Avenue is mostly clear. Traffic is flowing very nicely on all parts of Independence Avenue, except when you branch off, if you would like to join United Nations Avenue, traffic does start to build up there. There is a build up of traffic, rather, on that particular part. Nationalist Road also looks like it's in the thick of it from Government Road Junction. Traffic is building up there, but once you do get past this Independence Avenue junction to continue on to United Nations Avenue, traffic is flowing very nicely. It's flowing nicely onto Pandit Nehru Road as well. There is no build-up of traffic on this particular road. But on Church Road, once you do get to the Addis Ababa junction, traffic is definitely building up at that spot, so you might want to practice a little bit of patience. Let's look at the general area, looking at Addis Ababa roundabout. If you're on Chikwa Road onto the roundabout, traffic is building up, but once you do get past the roundabout, traffic is flowing very nicely. So roundabout in particular, if you're on Chikwa Road headed towards the roundabout, Addis Ababa headed towards the roundabout, Tito Road onto the roundabout, traffic is definitely building up there. But if you continue on to Katema Road, the traffic is flowing very nicely. There's no build-up of traffic on this particular road, so do not worry. Lagos Road as well is mostly clear this afternoon. Other build-ups of traffic that I'm seeing this afternoon, if you're on Bujimfumu Road headed towards Great East Road, there is a build-up of traffic, but you know that that's no surprise there, right? Great East Road in particular, once you do get onto Great East Road from Bujimfumu, there is a build-up of traffic, and it is pretty slow as you head towards that town area. Makishi Road onto Great East as well, there is a build-up of traffic, but as you continue on to Great East in the town direction, the traffic is mostly clear, it's flowing very nicely, with the only build-up happening if you are joining Cairo Road. Cairo Road does seem to be a little bit busy this afternoon. And speaking of busy, Kalamba Road as well, there is a heavy build-up of traffic on this particular road. Wherever you are, if you're stuck in traffic, just practice some patience. You will get past and you will get to where you're going. My hope and my prayer always is that you get there safe. So I appreciate this every day. If you cannot see the rear end tires of the car in front of you, that means you are too